Welcome to the Daily News Brief for October 29th. It's a Thursday, 2020. This is Mike Adams here. This one's coming to you a little bit later than usual. Well, we have had a surge of videos posted to Brighteon.com today, and the video processing time has been delayed. It's extended to a couple of hours right now. We're trying to find a way to improve that. Just means adding more resources to it. But anyway, sorry about this getting to you late. Now, there are major stories, of course, breaking every day. But the big story that I posted today, which I think is the most important story here, is that total war is coming to America after Biden is defeated on November 3rd. And this story comes to me and to you through multiple sources, high-level sources that have been accurate before, that have provided me with intel. And they're now saying a couple of astonishing things. And one of the things they're saying is that the Dems' own internal polling tells them that Trump will win the Electoral College. And what they're trying to do, the reason they're trying to rig votes in states like Texas is because they're trying to prevent Trump from achieving a popular vote victory. If they don't commit a lot of vote fraud, Trump will win the popular vote too. So the Dems, by and large, are no longer even real. They're no longer thinking that they can win the Electoral College vote, but they do want to deny Trump the popular vote so they can then attack the Electoral College and say that Trump's presidency is illegitimate, once again, as they've been saying for years. But here's a dynamic that's really crucial in all of this. Some elements of the Democrat Party think they can still win this because the Supreme Court has given them some favorable decisions regarding Pennsylvania and I think North Carolina, allowing them to fabricate fake ballots for almost 2 weeks after the election. And during this time, they will pull an Al Franken, right? And they will counterfeit whatever votes they need in order to win Pennsylvania. Probably whoever wins Pennsylvania will win the election. It's not 100% sure to go that way, but it's very likely. So they are focusing their fraud efforts on Pennsylvania, as well as Wisconsin and Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, just a few key battleground states that the Dems think they can take with massive voter fraud. Now, there's kind of a civil war inside the Democrat Party on whether to launch their so-called nuclear option attacks on America. And those elements inside the Democrat Party, which, let's face it, is a criminal cartel of Marxists and communists. It's basically run by communist China at this point. I mean, Joe Biden is completely run by China, as is Senator Feinstein. She's been a spy for China for over 20 years, and Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them. The debate internally is whether they should launch the nuclear option attacks, which is attacks on infrastructure, bombing police stations, and all the things that radical leftists are planning to do. You know, they've got mortars and RPGs and high explosives that have been smuggled into the United States through multiple routes, but also including narco smuggling routes led by communist Chinese military leaders. So there has been a prepositioning of military assets in the United States, ammunition, the weapons I just mentioned, some armored personnel carriers, and so on. And there's an internal debate of whether these attacks should be launched. So the dynamic is that the more they think that they can pull off the counterfeiting effort and, quote, win the election without violence, the less likely they are to launch their chaos attacks. But on the other hand, the more they see Trump winning, especially if Trump achieves a major victory, a landslide victory, then the more likely they are to launch their zero-day attacks, either on Election Day or immediately after Election Day, maybe even the day before, in order to unleash total chaos and prevent states from being able to finish counting the votes and officially reporting the numbers. So you see, if they're losing, if the Dems are losing, they're just going to, you know, toss the game board, so to speak. They're going to just destroy everything and hope that America then gets invaded by China, which is part of the plan. So there's a very, very narrow pathway to avoid violence, and it doesn't seem likely that that's going to occur. It seems that there's going to be violence from the left following the election. And remember, as I reported in a previous podcast, they're going to dress up like MAGA supporters and militia members. And then they're going to run their attacks on police stations and blame conservatives and right wingers. Okay. This is what they're going to do. This is all part of the plan. So we need to be prepared for all these possibilities. As you may know, in Texas, the governor's already deployed 1,000 troops to five cities, mostly liberal cities in Texas, to deal with post-election violence. I think that number is not nearly enough. So be prepared in any case. Moving on to health news, if you're going to travel, you'll soon be forced to carry a digital certificate to provide your proof of vaccines and screenings and medical checkups. Yeah, they're not going to let you on an airplane without this. United Airlines has already started running this test. They're testing every passenger on certain routes for COVID-19. And if you don't agree to be tested, then they bump you from the flight. Right. So basically, you're going to be treated like dogs in a dog kennel from here forward, thanks to Bill Gates. And you're going to be a slave to the medical police state. And if you don't agree to be vaccinated and scanned and have your blood drawn and be nasal swabbed and all these other things, then you're not going to be allowed to travel or probably not even allowed to shop at a grocery store at some point. That's how they're working this. All right, next story. Joe Biden sold his office to Communist China for cash. We now have proof that the Biden crime family has collected cash in exchange for influence peddling to China. This is official corruption and treason under the existing laws of the United States. Joe Biden should be arrested and charged right now with racketeering and fraud, treason, insurrection. Many different charges should apply to him right now. He shouldn't be running for president. He should be behind bars. All right, in another story, Senator Loeffler has introduced legislation to stop big tech's censorship, calling it un-American and anti-democratic. And as you know, yesterday, big tech CEOs testified before the Senate, and they just went on camera and lied and said, "We're not censoring anybody." Yeah. Okay, just blatant liars. Well, Ted Cruz has had enough. Loeffler's had enough. Josh Hawley has had enough, and many others. And it's time to, as you've heard me say, it's time for Trump to issue military police arrests of the big tech CEOs and seize those companies and shut them down and seize all their assets, because they are run by China and they are committing treason against the United States of America and election meddling and fraud, by the way. And if this election somehow does go the way of Joe Biden, that's illegitimate, because big tech has selectively censored conservative voices for the last 4 years. They've rigged the election along with the media, and it's all being controlled by communist China. Very sick that we've even arrived at this point. Okay, the Associated Press attempts to sanitize violence, claiming that rioters are, quote, regular citizens who were just caught up in the moment. There's nothing wrong with those crazy white people hiding behind Black Lives Matter masks who are throwing Molotov cocktails at police officers. No, they're just totally normal, regular people. Yeah, which means, I guess, they shouldn't be arrested or charged, because that's what the left is doing. They are defunding the police, but letting the real criminals run free. And speaking of that, Kamala Harris has refused to prosecute an MS-13 gang member, an illegal immigrant, and then 3 months later, he went on to kill three people. So this is what happens on the left when you collapse the rule of law. You let criminals run loose in the streets. They start killing people. There was a video from Philadelphia last night of a woman who was looting, you know, some of the stores in downtown Philly. And she had her car full of loot. And then she went out to get more loot. She came back and looters had looted her car. And they'd smashed it all up and stolen everything that she had looted. And man, she was really pissed off about that. Some looters stole my loot. I think she was about to call the police, except that there are no police because you people defunded them. So I don't know how it is that looters can be so stupid to think that when they're stealing stuff that no one should steal from them. I mean, this is what happens when you have the rule of law collapsing in society. You have no law. You have no ethics. If you're a looter, the guy next to you is a looter too, and they're going to loot from you. I mean, what are these people thinking? I mean, if you're stealing stuff from Foot Locker and Walmart, people are going to steal from you because you're demonstrating the lack of ethics and morality in society. And then these people support Democrats who basically advocate all this activity. And then you have a collapse into lawlessness. This is not rocket science. All right, the mainstream media is totally ignoring the Bobulinski bombshells on the Bidens. It's almost a tongue twister. The Biden bombshells with Bobulinski. They should call him Bombshell Bulinski. He of course exposed the financial crimes of the Biden crime family. And of course, all of mainstream media is ignoring him. And in fact, today in breaking news, Glenn Greenwald, he quit The Intercept. That's right. He turned in his resignation to The Intercept because they would not publish his story that was critical of Joe Biden. So even The Intercept, which Greenwald co-founded, by the way, he's the co-founder, and they wouldn't let him publish his own story because they're protecting Joe Biden and the deep state and communist China and all the crooked criminals that are running our world. Even The Intercept, it's unreal. Well, hey, at least Greenwald had the courage to resign and maybe go off and do his own thing. But Greenwald's learning that you don't invite partners into your business because they will stab you in the back. Almost everybody's been bought off by the globalists and the deep state. You know, why do you think that we, in Natural News and Brighteon and so on, why do you think that we don't have investors, huh? Why do we not have ownership partners? Why do we not take loans from anybody? Oh, because we don't want to be overrun by a bunch of backstabbing traitors like what just happened at The Intercept. See? So you either run it yourself or you might as well just surrender to the globalists. And sadly, The Intercept has surrendered to the globalists. Okay, Hunter Biden firm has partnered with an arm of the Chinese military. There we go. And the corrupt media hiding the truth of Hunter Biden bombshell, says Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center. And finally, well, a couple other final stories. The same doctors who are pushing masks and lockdowns to, quote, save lives, they totally ignore the forced organ harvesting in communist China. Yeah, isn't that amazing? So if they really wanted to save lives, wouldn't they be talking about communist China is bad to kill people and steal their organs? But no, you're not allowed to say that, especially if you're a basketball player, I guess. You're in the NBA, you have to worship communist China and all their crimes against humanity because you're pocketing cash due to Chinese business deals. But it's really sick. The medical industry says nothing about organ harvesting in China. Dirty little secret. Everybody knows about it. Nobody talks about it. They pretend it doesn't exist, just like the media pretends that the Biden crime family isn't a crime family. It's really sick. All right, another story on the health front is that a health expert has come out and said if coronavirus vaccines are going to work, the herd, that's you and me, the herd would need to be vaccinated every 6 months. So here you go. You're going to have your digital vaccine passport. If you're not up to date on your vaccines, as they'll say, you know, if you haven't been vaccinated in 6 months with the latest strain of whatever bioweapon they're concocting in their laboratories, then you're not going to be allowed to travel, maybe not open a bank account, can't send your kid to school, can't go to a movie theater. You're going to have to go live in a cabin in the woods. You probably won't even be allowed to own a phone or have internet bandwidth. You'll be totally cut off from society because you don't have your vaccine passport. You know, copyright 2021 by Bill Gates with his new COVID-21 bioweapon strain, right? Yeah, so the herd is going to have to be vaccinated every 6 months. And there you go. That's the plan. Make you wear a mask forever. Make you take a shot every 6 months. Shut you off from society if you refuse. And then call you a conspiracy theorist if you say that vaccines are killing people, because that will all be censored. Just like they're censoring the truth about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden right now. All vaccine deaths will be censored. And they'll say, well, it's dangerous to tell people that other people are dying from vaccines, even if they are. But it's dangerous. It might disincentivize people from taking vaccine shots that are really necessary for public health. This is how it's going to work. Not hard to see this. Okay, well, that's kind of a wrap of the stories today. I've got some more podcasts coming out, of course. but the processing is slow today. Got a video with Matt Bracken coming out. I think that's coming out tomorrow. That's good, a really good video about survival. Oh yeah, there is a podcast that did come out today. The media is committing treason against America with the Hunter Biden cover-up. So that's out right now on Brighteon.com. I appreciate your support, and I want to encourage you to get ready for what's coming. There are zero-day chaos attacks about to be unleashed against America. Stay informed. Join Brighteon.social. Follow my account there at Health Ranger, and also follow other people's accounts. There's a lot of great people posting news headlines all day on Brighteon.social. So be sure to check that out and read my website, naturalnews.com. There's a lot coming in the next week, obviously, in just the next week. I mean, what are we, 5 days away from the election, which means chaos could be happening very soon. Be ready. Be ready. All right. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here. Take care.